So I want you to picture a hacker just for a second.
Right, the classic image.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
If you're like most people, you probably just conjured up this very specific cinematic cliche in your mind. You pictured someone in a dark hoodie, sitting in a basement, illuminated only by the glow of like three massive monitors.
Typing a million words a minute.
Right. Their fingers flying furiously across this mechanical keyboard, and there's lines of green text just scrolling down the screen. I mean, it's a compelling image. We've seen it in 100
Oh,
movies.
absolutely. It's iconic.
But the reality is, as of early 2026, that image is completely, undeniably obsolete. Because today, that hacker in the hoodie, they're fast asleep. And an autonomous AI is awake, just doing all the heavy lifting for them.
It is a profound and honestly a slightly terrifying shift in the landscape. I mean, we've officially moved away from human-driven attacks into this new era of machine-driven campaigns. And the critical turning point for this new reality, it actually happened just recently in February of 2026. That's when Amazon Threat Intelligence uncovered this massive operation that essentially rewrites the rulebook for cybersecurity.
Which is exactly our mission for this deep dive. We are looking at a stack of incredibly detailed security reports to explore two, well, groundbreaking cyber threats that recently emerged. One is called CyberStrike AI, and the other is called Sloppily.
Right, two very different but connected threats.
Exactly. So we're going to figure out how AI is actively weaponizing the internet at this very second. But more importantly, we're going to break down what this paradigm shift means for your digital safety, your privacy, and how you protect your business. Okay, let's unpack this. Talk to me about the sheer scale of what Amazon actually found back in February.
Yeah, so they found a campaign that was just shockingly efficient. I mean, between January 11th and February 18th of
Wait,
2026.
that's just what, a little over a month?
Exactly, a window of just 38 days. In that time, a fully automated system compromised over 600 FortiGate firewalls across 55 different countries.
Oh, wow. 600.
600. And for context, FortiGate devices aren't just home routers. They are incredibly popular enterprise-grade firewalls. They act as the literal digital bouncers for thousands of corporations, universities, even government agencies.
So they're the front door.
They're the front door. If you breach that device, you practically hold the keys to the entire internal network. You can monitor their traffic, steal highly sensitive data, or launch devastating internal ransomware attacks. It's an absolute goldmine.
And usually, I mean, compromising 600 of these enterprise bouncers, that would require a massive team of lead hackers working around the clock, right? And, like they'd need to find, what do they call them, zero-day
Like
vulnerabilities?
0 days, those hidden software flaws that this manufacturer doesn't even know exist yet.
Yeah, and that takes immense skill and like months of preparation to pull off even once.
It really does, but this campaign, it bypassed all of that complexity. It didn't use a single advanced vulnerability exploit.
Wait, really? None at all.
None. It simply scanned the internet for FortiGate devices that had their administrative login interfaces accidentally exposed to the public web.
Oh, man. So people just leaving the admin portal open.
Exactly. And once it found an exposed login, this system, which researchers dubbed CyberStrike AI, it used commercial AI models, specifically Anthropic's Claude and DeepSeek.
The same ones people use to write emails and
The
stuff.
very same. But
Yeah.
it used them to intelligently generate highly probable passwords.
But how does an AI intelligently guess a password better than, like, a regular hacking program?
Well, it doesn't just run sequentially through a standard dictionary of words or guessed password 123. The AI actually analyzes public company data. It looks at local contexts and common human behavioral patterns.
Give me an example. Like, how specific are we talking?
Super specific. It might scrape a company's public LinkedIn page, figure out that the lead IT manager is a massive fan of a specific local sports team. Oh, wow.
Note the year the company was founded, and dynamically weave those very specific contextual clues into bespoke lists of highly likely credentials.
That is wild.
And then it just executes automated brute force attacks till it breaks in.
It's basically like a burglar who doesn't even bother picking a lock. Instead, this burglar can simultaneously walk up to every single house on Earth, look through the window at the family inside, instantly deduce what they might hide their spare key under based on their hobbies, and then just jiggle every doorknob at once until 600 of them pop open.
That is a perfect analogy, yes.
But I have to push back here for a second. Because we've had automated brute force scripts for years, right? I mean, hackers have been using basic automation since like the 1990s. Is this really that different from just a fancy script?
It's a vital distinction, and what's fascinating here is that it comes down to the mechanics of how this AI operates. Traditional scripts are entirely static.
Meaning they just do what they're told? Right. They run down a predefined list, one by one, and if they hit a rate limit, meaning the target server says, hey, you're guessing too fast, back off, the script just crashes, or it gets blocked.
Okay, so it's dumb.
Exactly, it's dumb automation. But CyberStrike AI is dynamic. It learns and adapts on the fly. It monitors the results of its own failed attempts and adjusts its strategy.
So it knows when it's being watched.
Yes. It actively regulates its own typing speed, so it mimics human behavior. That way, it doesn't look like a brute force attack to traditional security monitors.
That is terrifying.
It is. As the security researcher Kevin Beaumont pointed out in the source reports, this is a distinct turning point. We're no longer facing human hackers who need to take breaks and sleep. We are facing autonomous AI systems that adapt and attack 24/7.
Wow.
And once it succeeds, it automatically installs a backdoor to maintain access. Literally zero human intervention is required.
Just, you know, set it, go to sleep, and wake up to 600 compromised networks. So if this AI is fully autonomous, who is actually holding the leash here? Like, who built this thing?
Well, researchers at Team Simru tracked the open source platform back to a Chinese developer going by the handle Ed10NZ.
Ed10NZ.
Okay.
And this developer has been incredibly busy. The sources list several other tools tied to them, including a ransomware program called Banana Blackmail.
Banana Blackmail.
Yeah, Banana Blackmail. It's written in Golang, which is a programming language heavily favored by malware authors because it's notoriously difficult for security tools to reverse engineer.
Right. And they built a tool called Priv Hunter AI, didn't they?
Yes, Priv Hunter AI. And that one is designed for privilege escalation.
Meaning what exactly?
It essentially means finding a tiny loophole to turn a basic restricted guest account into an all-powerful network administrator account.
Ah, got it.
The developer also published a tool called ChatGPT Jailbreak, which is specifically designed to bypass OpenAI safety restrictions. Now, the developer does claim that CyberStrike AI is strictly a, quote, security testing platform intended for research and learning. Right, sure, research. But the reality is it was just used to crack open 600 corporate networks in a little over a month. So do the sources give any indication of who this developer actually works for?
Well, we are just reporting what is detailed in the threat analysis documentation here, but Team Simru's analysis did link this developer to a Chinese security firm called KnownSec404.
Okay, and who are they?
According to the source material, there was a massive leak of KnownSec404's internal documents in late 2025. And those leaks revealed that the company formally cooperates with China's Ministry of State Security, the MSS, and the People's Liberation Army, the PLA.
Interesting.
Yeah. The sources also noted that the developer previously claimed on their public GitHub profile to have received an award from China's National Vulnerability Database. Though it's worth noting that specific piece of information was recently scrubbed from their profile.
Okay, so we have this incredibly powerful autonomous AI break-in tool floating around the internet. But breaking in is really only step one of a modern cyber attack, right?
Exactly. It's just the beginning.
Because once you've kicked the door open, what happens next? And that brings us to the second major discovery from early 2026, which came from IBM X-Force. They uncovered a threat called Sloppily.
Yes. If CyberStrike AI is the tool used to break the window, Sloppily is the weapon the intruders build once they are already standing inside your living room.
Oof.
IBM X-Force discovered that a financially motivated threat group known as Hive0163 used Sloppily in a real-world ransomware attack. And what makes this monumental is that Sloppily is the world's first real-world malware generated entirely by a large language model.
So wait, is Hive0163 just this chaotic smash-and-grab crew? Or is there a specific method to how they deploy this AI?
Oh, they are highly methodical. They have a very structured attack chain. In this specific instance, it started with a social engineering tactic called ClickFix.
Let's pause right there. How does ClickFix actually operate on the victim's end? Like, what do I see if I'm the target?
It relies on tricking the user. So you might visit a compromised but completely normal looking website, and a highly realistic error message pops up saying your Google Chrome browser needs an urgent security update.
Oh, and people click those all the time.
All the time. It looks perfectly legitimate. But the second you click update, you've executed a malicious script and you've just let them in.
Okay.
From there, the group deploys a first stage malware called NodeSnake to establish basic communication with their servers. Then they upgrade that access by deploying a more advanced tool called InterlockRad, which allows them to open a reverse shell.
And a reverse shell, just to clarify, is essentially a trick to bypass the firewall, right?
Exactly.
Because normally a firewall blocks outside connections trying to force their way in. But a reverse shell tricks the victim's own computer into reaching out to the hacker's server and basically handing them a remote control terminal. And because the connection originated from the inside, the firewall just lets it right through.
That's a perfect way to describe it. So at this point, HiVal 0163 is already deep inside the system. They have their own advanced custom-built tools running. But then, as the fourth step to maintain persistence...
Meaning they want to hide.
Right, meaning they wanted to keep the remote access open invisibly for over a week while they mapped the network to prepare for their final ransomware drop. And to do that, they deployed sloppily.
Well, wait, how do researchers actually know an AI wrote this sloppily code and not a human? I mean, code is just code, isn't it? A script is a script.
You'd think so, right. But AI actually leaves incredibly distinct fingerprints in the way it writes. The researchers at IBM found specific, undeniable tells in the sloppily code.
Like what?
First, the code was full of overly expensive, highly polite comments explaining the purpose of every single function.
Wait, really? Polite comments?
Yes. Human hackers, especially those writing malware in a hurry to avoid detection, they do not write pristine, polite documentation for their malicious code.
That is hilarious. It's literally like a burglar breaking into your house and leaving meticulously detailed, incredibly polite sticky notes all over the crime scene. Like, "Dear homeowner, I have bypassed your security alarm by cutting the blue wire here. Best wishes on your recovery."
It is exactly like that. Furthermore, the error handling in the script was pristine, way more thorough than most human threat actors ever bother with. But the biggest clues were actually structural.
What do you mean by structural?
Well, the code included a completely unused function called jitter. Now, in programming, you often see abandoned functions like this when a user is iteratively prompting an LLM.
Oh, like they're going back and forth with a chatbot.
Exactly. The hacker might tell the AI, add a jitter function to randomize how often the malware calls home. Then they change their mind and say, never mind, remove the jitter function.
And AI just leaves it in.
Yeah. The AI unplugs the function from the main program, but lazily leaves the useless block of code just sitting there in the final file. And finally, the polite comments in the code falsely boasted that it was a polymorphic C2 persistence client.
Okay, I've heard that buzzword in security circles before, polymorphic. But what does it actually mean in the context of a piece of malware?
Polymorphic malware is highly advanced code that constantly mutates and changes its underlying appearance every single time it runs, while still performing the same malicious action.
So it changes its shape to avoid detection.
Right. It does this to hide from security scanners. But here's the catch. Sloppily wasn't polymorphic at all. It was just a standard static backdoor.
Oh, so it was lying.
Exactly. Making exaggerated, completely false claims about its own capabilities is a classic hallucination hallmark of models like ChatGPT or Llama.
That is fascinating. The AI literally lied on its resume. But the sources also mentioned that as a piece of malware, sloppily is actually just, well, average.
Yeah, very average.
It's not some unstoppable super weapon. IBM estimates it was written by an average commercial model, maybe GPT 3.5 or Llama 2.
Yeah.
So if HiVal 0163 already had much better tools in their arsenal, like that NodeSnake program you mentioned, why even bother having an AI write this average code?
That is the pivotal question. And IBM X-Force's conclusion is quite chilling, honestly. They believe Hive 0163 didn't actually need sloppily for this specific attack. They used it as a live fire exercise.
Wow. So they are testing AI weapons in the wild on real victims just to see how they perform under pressure.
Precisely. They are integrating AI into their operational arsenal. They're learning how to effectively prompt models to write malware on the fly and testing the results in real-world environments. They are actively preparing for the next phase of cyber warfare.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting for me. If the sloppily malware is just average right now, why is the entire security industry practically hitting the panic button? Like, why are cybersecurity costs for mid to large companies skyrocketing? According to Gartner, they went up 40 to 60% between 2024 and 2026. Why the panic?
Because the true threat of AI malware isn't necessarily its technical sophistication. The true threat is the compression of time.
The compression of time.
AI compresses the attack timeline to a degree that fundamentally breaks our current defensive models. Historically, a full attack chain from finding a target, probing their defenses, and writing custom malware to bypass those specific defenses, that would take a human team 3 to 5 weeks.
Right.
With AI, that timeline drops by 95%.
95%. Wait, so a process that took weeks now takes a couple of days?
Or even hours. Automated network reconnaissance drops from days of manual probing down to a few hours of autonomous scanning. But the real game changer is the malware generation itself. Writing a custom, undetectable backdoor manually takes a skilled human programmer a week or two. With an LLM, a threat actor can generate, test, debug, and deploy a bespoke piece of malware in 5 to 30 minutes.
Man, that's like, it's the difference between a bank robber having to go to an underground chop shop and painstakingly build a custom getaway car by hand over 3 weeks, versus them just clicking a button on their phone and instantly 3D printing a completely unique getaway car right there on the sidewalk outside the bank.
That is exactly what it's like, yes.
But wait, I have to challenge this. If the AI is using commercial models, like you mentioned Claude or DeepSeek earlier, why don't the AI companies just put guardrails up? Just hard code the AI to say, hey, I will not write malware for you.
Oh, they absolutely try. AI companies constantly update their content filters and safety guardrails. But as we saw with Sloppily, threat actors are incredibly adept at bypassing them.
Right, like that jailbreak tool we talked about.
Exactly. The developer, Edwin Azarenzi, literally published a tool to bypass OpenAI's restrictions. Threat actors use complex hypothetical scenarios, or they ask the AI to write, you know, authorized security testing tools for a corporate audit, and the AI happily complies.
It just doesn't know any better.
Right. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, this time compression and on-the-fly generation means the absolute death of traditional antivirus software.
Whoa, the death of antivirus. How does time compression kill antivirus?
So traditional antivirus relies almost entirely on signature-based detection. It has this massive database of known malware signatures. Think of them as digital fingerprints.
Okay, fingerprint.
When a file enters your computer, the antivirus checks its fingerprint against the database of known bad guys. If there's a match, it blocks it. But AI can rewrite the code to look completely different every single time it generates it, even if it performs the exact same malicious action.
Ah, I see. So there is no fingerprint to check. Using the getaway car analogy, the car is printed in a different shape, a different color, with a different engine every single time. So the database of known cars is completely useless.
Exactly. The industry calls this the era of ephemeral malware. These are weapons that are generated for one specific attack on one specific target. They're used once and then permanently discarded. Traditional antivirus is entirely blind to it. Furthermore, this dynamic generation destroys the concept of attribution. Historically, security researchers track hacker groups by their unique human coding style. You know, the way they structure their logic or format their text.
Like tracking a serial killer's calling card.
Right. But when AI writes the code, all those personal human quirks disappear. It all just looks like polite, perfectly formatted AI code. We can no longer easily tell who is attacking us just by looking at the weapon.
So what does this all mean for you, the person listening to this right now? Whether you're a small business owner, an IT manager, or just a regular person trying to keep your data safe. When you hear that hackers are deploying autonomous AIs that can guess passwords dynamically and generate infinite variations of untraceable malware in 5 minutes, it's intimidating.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, does this mean an average mid-sized business is just a sitting duck without a Fortune 500 budget?
Oh, it is remarkably easy to feel overwhelmed by the sheer scale of this, but the situation is actually far from hopeless. The defense playbook is very clear, and you do not need a $1 million budget to stop 90% of these attacks.
Really? 90%?
Yes. We have to look at why these attacks succeed in the first place. That massive CyberStrike AI campaign compromised 600 firewalls, not through some unblockable cyber magic, but because the targets lacked basic fundamental security hygiene.
Right. They just left the digital front door wide open with a flimsy lock.
Exactly.
So what is the practical checklist here? What are the absolute non-negotiables in this new era?
Number one. Multi-factor authentication, or MFA. This is the absolute silver bullet against automated credential attacks. It fundamentally breaks the AI's advantage.
How so?
Well, it doesn't matter if an AI spends hours scraping LinkedIn to intelligently generate the perfect password and guesses it correctly. If they do not have the secondary SMS code or the physical authenticator app on your personal phone, they cannot get in.
So even if they guess it, they just hit a brick wall.
Precisely. MFA stops the CyberStrike AIs of the world dead in their tracks. It must be enabled on every single sensitive system, period.
Okay, MFA, everywhere, no exceptions. What's the second step?
Number two is adopting a zero-trust architecture. Now, the old model of network security was like a castle with a moat, right?
Right, keep the bad guys outside.
Yeah, and once you made it over the drawbridge, you were inside the walls and you were completely trusted to go anywhere. But zero trust is more like a high-security research facility.
Meaning what?
Meaning having the key card to get into the front lobby doesn't mean you can walk right into the bioweapons lab. You have to rescan your badge, input a PIN, and prove your identity at every single interior door.
Oh, that makes sense.
If a system gets breached, zero trust drastically limits the blast radius because it prevents the attacker from easily moving laterally to other systems.
Got it. And what about that remaining 10%? The really advanced AI-generated attacks like Sloppily that might slip past those basics.
That's where defensive AI becomes critical. Because attackers are heavily leaning on AI, defenders must fight fire with fire. Companies have to move away from that old signature-based antivirus we talked about and adopt EDR or XDR systems. That stands for Endpoint Detection and Response.
And how do those differ from regular antivirus?
These systems use defensive AI to monitor behavior. They don't look for a specific file fingerprint. They watch what a program is trying to do.
Oh, okay. So to use our analogy again, if you can't recognize the specific make and model of the getaway car, you watch for the car that's speeding the wrong way down a one-way street while the driver's wearing a ski mask.
That is exactly the mechanism. Imagine a seemingly boring accounting script suddenly tries to compress and encrypt 1,000 spreadsheets at 2 a.m. on a Sunday.
Red flag.
Massive red flag. The defensive EDR AI recognizes that behavior as a ransomware attack and instantly freezes the laptop the millisecond it happens, long before a human IT admin could ever wake up and react. And finally, the last crucial item on the checklist is human training. Because humans remain the weakest link in the chain.
Always.
Remember, HiVol 0163 didn't use an AI to magically break in initially. They used a click-fix social engineering tactic to trick a human into running a script.
Right, that fake Chrome update.
Yes. AI still often relies on a human making a mistake to get its foot in the door. Regular security awareness training is absolutely critical.
So, to bring this all together, we have mapped out a massive fundamental leap in how cyber threats operate. We started with CyberStrike AI, which proved that initial access and brute force attacks are now fully autonomous, running 24/7 and learning from their mistakes without any human intervention at all.
Yes.
Then we looked at Sloppily, which proved that threat actors are actively using large language models to generate bespoke, real-world malware on the fly, right in the middle of an attack chain. I mean, we are no longer waiting for a sci-fi future where AI weaponizes the internet. It is fully democratized, the time frames have collapsed, and it's happening right now. Security isn't just a line item for the IT department anymore. It is an existential survival requirement.
It really is. And the timeline provided by the researchers in these reports is stark. We are looking at a very rapid acceleration.
A rapid.
The sources project that by 2027, we will see the emergence of fully autonomous malicious AI agents. These are systems that can manage the entire attack chain, from the initial phishing email to deploying the final ransomware, without any human oversight.
Next year. Okay. Yeah, that is next year.
Yes. And by 2028, defensive behavioral AI will no longer be an optional enterprise upgrade. It will be an absolute mandatory standard because legacy human-driven systems simply will not be able to process the volume or the speed of incoming attacks.
Which leaves us with one final, honestly, deeply unsettling thought to consider. If the attackers are deploying AI to instantly write the malware and execute the breach, and the defenders are deploying defensive AI to instantly monitor the network behavior and shut it down.
Yeah.
Are we rapidly approaching a moment where cybersecurity becomes a closed-loop, machine-to-machine war?
That's the trajectory.
It's a silent war of algorithms fighting algorithms, happening at speeds entirely invisible to human comprehension. And if so, what happens to the global network when the machines on both sides collectively decide that human input is just an unnecessary bottleneck? It really makes you wonder who is actually in control when the hacker in the hoodie finally wakes up. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Go turn on your MFA right now, stay curious, and stay safe.